This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the healthcare business, it's often best to check your assumptions at the door. Take the business of medical lab testing. You'd think, with millions of new patients coming in under healthcare reform and many of them who haven't seen a doctor in years and need a pile of tests, that lab owners would be drooling over their microscopes. But you'd be wrong. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein explains why.
Over the next year, there'll be plenty of this.
Mr. Gorenstein,
how are you?
Good.
Come on in.
Thank you. Last week, I asked Michael Sirigliano, an internist with Penn Medicine, to walk me through a first-time doctor visit.
You're like snow with no footprints in it. I don't know where you're coming from. I don't know where I stand with you.
By that, Sirigliano means he needs to run some tests. Cholesterol, kidneys, some other blood work, too. Of course, thousands of Dr. Sirigliano's will be ordering similar lab work for their new patients. But if you think lab owners are house hunting for second homes on Hawaii, forget it.
It's not a great time to be involved with this industry.
That's Dennis Weissman, a medical lab consultant.
Laboratory revenues did see a decline in 2013 for the first time since, you know, I've been following this industry for well over, 35 years plus.
Even with a small bump from new ACA patients, a report from market research from G2 Intelligence predicts the $75 billion industry will continue to slip through 2015. What's behind it? Shrinking reimbursements from the federal government and private insurers. And more cuts are coming. Dan Mendelson with consulting company Avalir Health says the industry's economics are changing.
It's getting less expensive for lab companies to do the routine tests, and the federal government wants a part of that action.
To protect their businesses, labs like Quest and LabCorp are moving beyond that routine work. Richard Nicholson, who runs West Pacific Medical Lab in Southern California, says the money is in the more sophisticated, specialized tests, like cancer tumor profiling and pediatric sequencing for genetic disorders.
It's like selling a Gucci purse versus a purse at JCPenney. They sell less of them, but they make more money.
Dr. Eleanor Harriman, who did the G2 Intelligence Industry Analysis, says what's happening with labs is what's happening throughout healthcare. Simple volume doesn't drive business anymore. The new healthcare currency, she says, is value, like a new DNA test for sepsis.
Instead of it taking 3 days to figure out what the bug is, these new DNA tests are rapid, and so they move it to 12 hours. So these tests are lowering death rates and saving thousands of dollars per patient.
More and more doctors and hospitals must live within tight budgets to care for their patients. Harriman says the future of the lab industry lies in finding tests that help providers do just that. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.